I'm ready. I've been practicing. Can't really quit my job at Dairy Queen right now. America, here I come.
Someday I'm gonna be famous. Do I have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it, thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. It's adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit when my life.
Welcome back. A little celebrity. It goes out to all the turkey callers I saw in Nashville with those race car shirts on. Yeah, I'm bad, baby. Ray I and the Peanut, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD, 2 FM inside STL.com, CBS Sports Radio, Fox Sports Radio, in the Bunker Midwest Outdoors Studios, the Vogler Vogler.
Live mobile on demand.
And the Matty G, just having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful morning. We're going to run down to Oklahoma. You want to make that announcement real quick before we get our next
on
guest?
On the 11th, Longbeards, St. Louis Longbeards at the Afton Elks at Higgy Road.
You cannot talk today.
I cannot. And they're having their Hunting Heritage Banquet.
They're having their...
You can call Russ at 314-704-4398.
He sucks.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt while he's...
262-0815.
Nobody's going to call that number. Just Google
it.
Google St. Louis Long Spirit.
I was going to say, here's what we do. I think I have an idea to get the best...
You electroshock?
Well, no, but that's an option, yes. Deer stand sandwiches. He loves them.
Yeah.
You don't get them until after you do the news.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
like, so, like, none of the no pre-show snack. Like, you have to earn it.
Yeah. Because he's wanting to take a nap. As soon as he ate that, his eyes started. Like, you could blind him with dental floss.
Right.
It was terrible.
81st Annual Convention. Conservation Federation, Missouri. Capitol Plaza Motel.
So he jumps right into another news item. March 10th. I didn't say he could do another news item.
That's it.
What's a Conservation Federation event?
It's 81st year of dedication.
No, I know that. When is it?
It's March 10th.
Thank you.
Yes.
How about a little intro for our next guest? He's been waiting on us for a while. Yeah, baby. We're going to run out to western Oklahoma on a hilltop, baby. First, we got to get a little music in there. Get him. You know what? I can see this guy. Right now, he's in that...
Thunder sounds
red dirt out there doing a little dance to this music.
A gobbler hammering in the treetop. Gotta hit up the hill and be real still. Ain't nothing else to give me this thrill. Wings beating on the branches. Caught a glimpse
of where boys and girls.
He's a hundred
Rut and Strut Outfitters. We're going to be out there with a media
right
hunt.
Down the end of this loaded
Mr. Todd
gun.
Rogers is up on a hilltop watching some turkeys for us. Take that down a little bit. Let's run out and grab the man, the myth, the legend, the Oklahoma Flash, baby. Hey, Todd, good morning.
How you doing, Ray?
Great, brother. You feeling better? You've had the flu.
Yep, back in service.
Good. What's the turkeys doing, my friend?
I didn't see but 500 fly off the limb this morning, Ray. What we're going to do.
I don't know what we're going to do for that hunt. I hate it when you only see 500, brother. I just hate it. Were they a little yippy this morning? Were they making a little noise?
Yeah, there's gobblers fighting and chasing each other, and I'm watching strutters right now. It's looking good.
I love it when they're blowed up down there strutting around. It's just one of those good things. Hey, it was great to see you and your lovely wife in Nashville. Didn't get to visit with you quite enough. Wish you could have went to dinner with us, but we'll be together real soon, and I appreciate you hosting our media hunt and all the stuff we got going on. What a lot of fun, huh? Can you believe this? And you know what, Todd? When we come out there and work with you, it's called work. Can you believe that?
We're blessed, aren't we?
Yes, we are, brother. We are. So give us a description. Tell our listeners where you're standing, what it looks like around you, and what you're seeing.
Right now, like you said, I'm parked kind of up on the edge of a red dirt hill, and I'm overlooking, I don't know, 100 acres of winter wheat.
Okay.
And I can still see probably 200 turkeys right at the moment. So it's a good life.
Yes, it is. Come on, go ahead. You can tell our listeners. Did you get out of the truck and dance a little bit when you heard that music?
Well, I didn't get out a ticket, but I did. I do like that song. Old Walt's a good guy.
Yeah, they're great folks, aren't they? All those guys are good guys. How about that? What's that guy's name? That turkey caller guy from up there that you like? What's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name. Volker Wagner.
From maybe up, Nick's?
No, over there at the Zinc Calls.
Oh, Josh.
Josh Grossenbacher. Yeah, I'm just pulling your chain. What a great guy he is. He's one of the best in the bunch. I tell you, he's a great guy.
He is. Him and JR are both coming out, and they finished, I think, second and fourth in the world championship.
Yeah.
JR's
coming out.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
JR's a good old Missouri boy.
He is.
He's a good one. Yeah, good people. We got good people in turkey hunting and turkey calling, you know?
And then, most people that hunt turkeys are pretty good people.
Yeah, and then you got the really handsome side of turkey hunting on this end, you know. I don't know about those kids, but this guy here, you know, chiseled looks and all, you know, it's amazing.
There's a reason we're on the radio right now, isn't there?
Yeah, attaboy, Todd, you're over the flu. Obviously, you are completely over the flu. All right, great, watching 200 turkeys. You're killing me. I wish I was there with you with a big cup of coffee enjoying that with you. Well, I'll be out there pretty soon. Tell listeners that have no idea what we're talking about. What is Rut and Strut? Where are you located? How can they book a hunt?
Rut and Strut's a business I started in 2000, so I've been going. This is my 17th spring. Got probably 40,000 acres of private ground leased, and we offer deer, turkey, coyote, and predator hunts.
Awesome.
Well, coyote and predator, same thing. I meant to say quail. Well,
it's close enough. Yeah, quail hunting, too, yeah. I just had quail and eggs yesterday morning for breakfast.
I saw that.
Isn't that awesome?
I saw that. You need to bring some of that back down this way when you go.
Okay. All right. What can people do? Can they still get? You still got any kind of openings for people to get a turkey hunt this spring?
Got a few. Okay. I don't have any openings with lodging, but okay. But we can put you up in a hotel room and
okay,
and put you on turkeys.
Oh, yeah, I know. Here's a guy watching 200 turkeys. Says, we can put you on turkeys. Yes, you can. Okay, started with 500. He's down to 200. They must have moved off someplace. Okay, so give us some contact information so people can get some information about your hunts.
Okay, my phone number is 580-799-1920. And then you can go to my website, which is rutandstrutguideservice.com.
That's easy enough, yeah.
Check me out there, and then there's a link on there for my email address. You can drop me an email too.
Yeah, I'd urge them to give you an email so you guys can go back and forth and, you know, have some hard copy of what's going on and get things lined up. That's a good idea. And they can call you too, of course, but they can go to, they probably see you on Facebook as well to get some information.
Facebook and Instagram both. I'm trying to get back into the 21st century here.
Yeah, that
Tony, kicking and screaming.
We got to watch that Tony Caggiano. He'll have us in there deep in that electronic stuff.
Yeah, he's talking.
Guy. He's a mess.
Yep.
Oh, boy. So I'll also have them be able, any of you out there, if you didn't get this or didn't get all the information on Todd, just contact me. I'll put you in touch with the man. What Volker Wagner?
What species of turkeys do they have there?
Are you kidding me? You're actually asking that. He's in western Oklahoma.
They're all Rios.
Okay.
They're full blown. Full blown.
No cross.
Rios. No crosses. No inbreeds. And no crossbreeds. And no hybrids. Right, buddy?
That's right.
All right. Now, you go to Shannon County in the Ozarks. Well, wait a minute. JR might be listening. I better stop. Oh, brother. Great report. Thank you so much for giving us that report, and I'm glad you're getting better with the flu. And tell your wife, give her the best for my radio show, and we'll get you back on before we get out there, okay? We're going to have to get another update, another report, okay?
I'll do it.
All right, Todd.
All right, man. It was a pleasure meeting you out there in Nashville, Ray.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
seeing you as well.
Yep, looking forward to see you coming down. Won't be long, about 6 weeks now.
All right, brother. Me and you's going to go out there on a red hillside and hold hands, okay?
I'll take you to the red hill.
All right, Todd. Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Ray, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, buddy.
Right, you too. Bye.
Do you remember when we had Popeye on?
Yeah.
Popeye Duran?
Yeah, and he was the best.
He was laying in a roadside ditch.
He was the best.
Calling turkeys through the fence. And they were on the other side of the fence, and we got it live on the air.
Yeah.
This is
awesome. Did I hear a little hesitation when I said I was going to hold hands with him on a red dirt hill?
I thought he said he had a hard time finding a red dirt hill. Didn't mind holding hands.
No, that's not what he said at all. Volker Wagner, you can't do anything today.
Oh, I know. I did that second part of that sandwich just tore me up.
Great guy. I was sure messing with him with Josh, trying to get him to say Josh. And hey, I don't think he knew for sure what I was going with that. All right. But they are great folks. All right. Let's take a break, huh? Come back on the other side. We're going to talk about some cool stuff.
Live, mobile, on demand.
American Warriors. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.